one word for the devastation is it looked like a war zone. So when we stepped in our town, it was really crying. The port was busted. Only one ro-ro could dock. And then everything, uprooted trees, houses turned into pieces, the boats, you know, the fishing boats, totally damaged. No trees anymore to, you know, to give you shade. It's very, very hot there. And everything I saw, I posted on our page right away. I even took videos. So when they saw firsthand the situation in our town, they were all worried, but at least they know that their families are safe, although they don't have houses already, no casualties.
So what kind of work has your organization been doing since Typhoon Yolanda, also known as Haiyan, since it hit?
First week after Yolanda, we were distributing relief goods, you know, because the rurals are not back normally to supply, you know, the rice, the needs of the people. So Second week of November, I was already distributing materials to fix their boats. Livestock raising, we gave out piglets for them to raise, and then, yeah, feeding programs, relief goods, rebuild the boat. Livelihood thing, that was all our projects, all our campaigns.
Are there still needs that need to be met in the area?
Oh, yes, a lot still needs to be done. The more people are still, you know, don't have decent houses and livelihood. That's my very concern right now, because when I was giving out materials for boat materials, many would approach me like, "Mom, don't you have materials for houses? It's still, the sun is, you know, very hot. The kids are very sick now because it gets really hot in the morning and then very really cold in the evening, and they don't have decent roof, decent house." So that's why I organized, I forgot to mention this, I organized a medical drive. We gave out vitamins, you know, hygiene kits for the kids, because after Yolanda, many kids are, you know, very sick.
Now that we're 6 months out from the storm, how do you think reconstruction is going? And do you ever think that your hometown of Madre de Jos will ever be fully recovered?
I went home last Holy Week, and I can see that, you know, yes, they have recovered. Like, I can say 50% of the people, they are slowly recovering. And what I like most about my home folks are they're really self-reliant, self-sufficient. They don't rely mostly on help from other people, especially from the government. Yeah, amazed of their, you know, spirit, very hopeful.